This is a community that's been hurt and impacted by a significant flood. Although we did not have any fatalities or even major injuries as a result of the flood, people here have seen significant impacts to both their homes, their possessions, their communities, employment. And so this is a community, if you would, that's coming together to hopefully find answers. And there are so many questions. It's challenging for government and even the community-based organizations to provide all those answers.
So there are also some unpopular decisions among some folks here. And one of those was that you are no longer picking up debris on the roadside. Can you talk about what that means for residents, where you would pick up debris, why that change happened?
Government respects personal property rights, and debris that's generated on private property and is on private property, we respect that. That it still remains the possession of that property owner. And of course, there's an environmental consideration here. That debris can be dangerous. If property owners are mingling waste streams, it's challenging for us to recycle and make sure their waste is treated properly. But there are also challenges with integrating and mixing in food and other household hazardous waste. All that debris then is considered contaminated. Instead, we've developed an extremely aggressive system of positioning collection, debris collection sites throughout the area. We currently have 6 operating. We're going to open a 7th one. That allows residents to bring the debris to us so that we can sort it properly, treat it properly, and make sure that we're accounting for it properly. In the past, in years past, many 2-3 decades ago, government might come by and pick up property that had been dumped on the roadway. At this time, we're not conducting the curbside collection, and we're going to be reviewing that. But that's certainly, we're going to see what the demand is for that.
So if you don't have a car or truck, are there any options currently, or should folks just wait until what the county decides about curbside?
So if people don't have a car or a truck and they don't want to hire someone to take the debris away for them, we are looking and have in place volunteers, individuals with trucks that can be coordinated and brought to this site where they can collect the debris and with the resident go to the collection point. Because at the collection point, we have to show that this is in fact debris from the flood and it is from a local resident.
And for folks that live on a road that's currently closed or inaccessible, what should they look out for? How long do you expect they'll wait?
Almost every road at this point, we're finding an alternate route for people that live on that road. The ground is still saturated. These landslides are still evolving, if you would, or slipouts. We're making every possible effort to make sure that people can access their homes. But if there's another way to get there, and you may have to go the long way around, it may be a while before we can open up your primary route.
So what are the current dangers remaining for folks that live in the area? Is there anything that they should keep their eyes out for?
Well, as we recover, there are certain still significant life safety hazards present in the environment. The environment has changed. Things have moved around, you know, buildings, houses, roads. And so we want people to be aware of their conditions, take a little extra caution when moving around, and especially as they move into the work of recovering. It's very easy for people to become injured by lifting materials, by not protecting themselves with gloves and eye protection, and being exposed to hazardous chemicals and substances and coming into waters that have been contaminated.